Well, Australia's electricity grid would be left without the safeguards needed to help keep the lights on if there's no deal reached in coming days over the National Energy Guarantee. Victoria has toughened its negotiating position, now suggesting it won't sign up to the NEG until after the emission reduction target is legislated by Federal Parliament. Yesterday, we spoke with Greens leader Richard Niedertali, who was adamant the National Energy Guarantee should be dumped because he says it prioritises coal over renewables.
We've ended up with this mechanism that's complex, that's expensive, that even people like the former head of the Clean Energy Finance Corporation say will do nothing other than lock coal into the system for longer. It does nothing to speed up the transition to a renewable energy economy. And yet what we've ended up with is a policy that's designed to get through the coalition party room. It's all about the politics. There is no point having certainty if that certainty doesn't deliver us a stable climate and lower energy prices. And this doesn't do that.
That's the Greens leader Richard Niedertali speaking to us here on Breakfast yesterday. Well, the architect of the National Energy Guarantee is the Energy Security Board. It's warning that any further delays to the scheme would mean stronger reliability rules won't be in place in time to meet the future challenges, including the closure of the Liddell Power Station. Kerry Schott is the chair of the Energy Security Board, and she joins me again in the Breakfast studio. Kerry Schott, welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
Victoria is clearly trying to buy more time, but since the scheme isn't due to start until 2020, what is the rush? Why does a deal have to be done in the next week?
We're in a particular time of parliamentary caretaker modes coming up. Victoria goes into caretaker mode at the end of October and then New South Wales at the beginning of March. And what we've got to do is get a bill through the South Australian Parliament for the mechanism, and the Commonwealth must also get its bill through. And both of those pieces of legislation have to have a public exposure of 4 weeks. And between a 4 weeks exposure and caretaker modes, it's very possible if we don't get agreement in the next week or so, this is absolutely off the table until the middle of next year. And at that point, it's probably gone.
Okay, so you're saying if the states don't agree to it and allow South Australia to get on and get that legislation through and the feds to do the same, then the window has passed. But what's the danger of the window passing? Why does this have to happen now and not in even 12 months' time? As I say, it doesn't, it's not, starting date isn't till 2020.
The starting date for the emissions is 2020. The starting date for the reliability obligation is the middle of 2019. And everyone has lost sight of the reliability part of this proposal in all of the heat around the emissions target. Mm. It's very important on the reliability side that we have the mechanism in place by the middle of 2019, because AEMO have been telling us that there's a supply-demand tightness in South Australia for some time, but also coming up in New South Wales when Liddell closes in 2022.
Just remind us about the reliability guarantee. It's an essential arm of the NEG. It requires retailers and large energy users to contract sufficient energy supplies to make sure they can always meet peak demand. But realistically, how often would you expect that guarantee to come into play?
We'd expect it to come into play at times when there's not enough supply. We're anticipating that that could come into play in New South Wales in the early 2020s. We've got Snowy 2 perhaps coming in the middle of the 20s, which will then ease the issue in New South Wales. But until then, things are going to be very tight. They have been tight in South Australia for some time.
Yeah, but South Australia's taken major steps to alleviate that pressure and to build in some of that firming power, hasn't it?
They have. And what the reliability obligation does, though, is it means that the retailers have to make sure that at all times that they're selling power, they've actually got the power to sell. So it's a reliability to have dispatchable power.
So Josh Frydenberg, the minister, will sit down with the states and territories tomorrow. You say it's important for the states to sign to get this moving. The states are pretty clear. They've got a list of demands that they won't sign off tomorrow. Are you frustrated about this? I mean, you've been to these meetings, you've sat around the tables, you've spoken to each of these players individually, you've persuaded them of what you believe, or you've tried to persuade them of what you believe is the urgency of this, and they're ignoring you. They don't believe you. Is that the feedback you get when you sit down with them?
No, not at all. I think I've mentioned before, in the Energy Council, there is a real attempt to try and get through this. And the emissions target is clearly the difficult matter for the politics of all sides here. But there is a real genuine concern to try and get through this in a way that makes the NEG workable, actually.
The emissions target is actually nothing to do with you and the design of the National Energy Guarantee, is it?
No, it's not. And the modelling that we've done shows quite clearly that the NEG works at whatever emissions target is set.
So are you saying to the states, forget about the emissions target, sign off on the model?
Well, I'm not saying to them anything about that.
Well, you're apart here talking, and I'm sure they're listening. What would you say to them?
Apart, we've really got to get an agreement on this and get it in the next week or so.
We heard that little grab of the interview yesterday with the Greens leader, Richard Nditali. His view is the NEG is a dog, basically. He said it locks coal into the system for longer. It works against more renewables coming on stream. He thinks the whole design is an issue, a fourth, fifth best option.
Yes, I've spoken to Mr. Nditali about this matter before. I think, and in fact I know that he's wrong, the NEG is not designed to support coal or anything else. It's actually quite technology neutral. And all it's saying is that we've got to have dispatchable power.
But if price and reliability are two of the key of the three elements, doesn't that bring coal into the equation?
Ironically, it brings more renewables into the equation because they are the lowest cost of power, but you have to firm them up. So it's whatever is the cheapest way of firming them up. And in terms of new firming, what the market is saying to us is at the moment, gas is the cheapest way to firm it up.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 13 past eight. Our guest is Kerry Schott. She's chair of the Energy Security Board. The Energy Security Board is the group that designed the National Energy Guarantee, and it is now crunch time. That's the message from Kerry Schott. One of the sticking points of the states is the emissions target, as you said, and that's actually out of your control. It's not part of the National Energy Guarantee design. It's designed so it can operate at any emissions target. The other impasse is how to adjust the target after it's reviewed. Labor wants it done, and the Labor states want it done by regulation. The government insisting it must be legislated. Is this, in a sense, any of your business, and do you have a view?
I have a view. Some of it is not my business. Some of it is the business of the Commonwealth government, and whether you legislate or regulate is effectively a Commonwealth matter. But the industry would, I think, take a view that regulation could allow very regular changes to the target, which could have a target soaring up and down, which is really not good for certainty.
But could legislation have the opposite effect, which is lock in a target that is clearly inadequate once, you know, as you said, we're going to be nearly at the target by the time the NEG is introduced?
Well, what the legislation does at the moment is it does have a review point in the mid-2020s. I think that...
Yes, but to review legislation, you then need, if you want to change it, you need to get it through both Houses of Parliament.
It's a review of the target, and it's building in that the target would be reviewed at that time. Mm. And it's a matter for the Commonwealth and the states, I think, to agree on review periods. So, you know, at the moment it's 5 years.
But do you accept that if a target, even if it's reviewed, needs to be changed and it's legislated, it needs to get through a Senate, and that can be a challenge?
Well, it depends on what the legislation says about the type of review that you're having. And that's something really that the politicians have to wend their way through.
The sharp end of this in terms of the politics is the price of it. And
yes.
Coalition politicians in particular say price of electricity prices is one of the key elements in the recent by-elections. You released some modelling last week to back up the savings numbers in the NEG, the $550 a year average savings for households. I think 150 of that, you say, comes from the National Energy Guarantee. Tony Abbott dismissed that. He said, pigs might fly. He said, he doesn't trust your modelling. Why should this modelling be any more reliable than previous modelling, which is, as he says, turned out to be uniformly and constantly false, is his view?
Well, the previous modelling of the NEG actually done by a different firm got results that were not dissimilar. So we're confident that the pricing that we're sort of forecasting is reasonably robust in the sense that any modelling can be. But having two sets of models that come up with similar results does give you some sense that we're on the right track. But the other thing is the modelling is based on market behaviour that we would see with more certainty. There'll be less risk. There's going to be more investment. There's going to be more capacity coming into the market and prices will fall.
Kerry Schott, it is crunch time. The State and Territory sit down tomorrow to make a decision or not. The Coalition Party Room sit down on Tuesday to make a decision or not. What's your message to them?
Please make sure that we get this done in the next week or so.
Or else.
Or else.
Kerry Schott, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks,
Kerry Schott is chair of the Energy Security Board, and that's the group that came up with the design of the National Energy Guarantee.